Ah, thank you for walking me to my door. It's been really fun. Really. Why don't you come in for some coffee before you hit the road? No, I insist. Here, come inside. So, yeah, this is my apartment. You'll have to ignore the mess. I don't usually have anyone around here. And I'm always busy. Sorry, it's a little embarrassing. That's too kind. Not true at all, but I appreciate how cool you are with my mess, I guess. Aw, that peck on the cheek frees you up. You don't have to be shy around me, you know. It's kind of cute, though. So I guess you don't really have to stop. Hey, don't get all embarrassed on me. You're cute. I think you know that. Just relax. Here, sit down on the couch and I'll go and get some coffee. There you go. Give me a minute. I don't remember. Really? That blanket's the softest thing you've ever felt. Well, wait a minute, mister. I can prove you wrong there. No, not my lips. I just wanted you to accept it a little better. No, come on. Follow me. Ta-da! This is my room. You like it? Oh, thank you. I try and make it look nice. It's tidier than in there anyway. Alright, so you really want to know what the softest thing ever is? Why don't you take off those pants and shirt and climb under those sheets on that bed? You don't have to be shy. Anyway, wouldn't it be more embarrassing if you didn't let me see your almost naked body and you make me feel awkward, like you're scared of nudity or something? That's what I thought. Yeah, pass me them. Good. Nice undies, by the way. I might have to buy you a pair of really nice ones once you are mine. Now, crawl under the covers on that bed. Feel the silky, soft sheets against your skin. I know, right? I was not kidding when I said that. I'm just joining you on the bed. No big deal. Since you listen so well, do you mind if I take this dress off and curl next to you in just my panties? You don't have to be a gentleman. I'm offering. And you'll learn that if I offer you something, the smart answer will always be yes. I'm not being naughty. I just like to feel the smooth sheets against my naked body. And so what if I like to feel a cute man against me under the covers as well? See? I knew you'd like this. Now, just don't move. Let me get comfortable. Oh, silly me. I forgot to ask. You don't mind staying all night with me, do you? I get a little lonely around here and would really appreciate not being alone in this house in the morning. Thanks, babe. I promise that tonight will be a good night. Hey, Mr. Naughty Pants. What is that in your undies? No shit, I know it's your dick, but why is it hard? Oh, really? Was it my naked body or the soft sheets wrapped around you? I'll sit up then. Well, come on, show it to me. Wow, better than I expected. Especially for such a shy boy like you. I honestly don't see how you're not more confident with a dick like that in your pants. I'm not saying that. No. What, you want a second opinion? Want me to send a dick pic to all my girlfriends, or are you just going to accept my compliment and say thank you? Good boy. You're welcome, sweetheart. Your chest is so nice against my lips. Oh, you really want to be under those sheets, don't you? Go ahead and pull them up, but I want you to come closer. Lay back against me. That's right. Rest your head in my lap. Hey down there, like the view? Don't worry, I'm just wrapping you in this blanket because you like it so much. And you're such a sweet boy, you deserve anything you want. Sit still, just relax, let me give it a little massage. Oh, you are so fucking cute, by the way. Laying in my lap, looking at me with those beautiful eyes. Wrapped up in my blanket while my warm hand massages your beautiful cock. Yeah, keep looking at me like that and I'll make sure you explode all over the place. Does that feel good? I love the feel of your hard cock in my hand. I'm stroking you up and down. Yeah. Do you like that, baby? Yeah. Oh, you're so hard. You are throbbing in my hand. That pre-cum just coating it. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yes. Good boy. Just breathe and let me take care of it for you. Do you know, I've been thinking about this night for a little while. I have. Really. Many times alone in this bed. I'm too tired tonight for you to see what I mean about that, but tonight I want you to have fun and relax so that in the morning I can wake up with you and ride that morning wood of yours. What? Am I a little too naughty for you? Well, here's what's going to happen, sweetie. You'll come soon. I'll get it all over my sheets and my hand. I'll lay you next to me, and you'll fall asleep nuzzled up against me because I pleased you so well. What was that? I couldn't hear you over that cute little moan you just let out. You must really like it when I speed up and tell you what I'm going to do to you. You just can't wait to wake up to my pussy wrapped around that cock, riding it until you empty that morning load all over me, and then come join me for breakfast. Now, I know you don't really mean that, but I really like you too. No, you don't. I feel that cock throbbing in my hands, and that's all it is, silly. Well, I guess we'll see. Oh, yes. I cannot wait until the morning to feel you inside me. If you feel this good in my hand, I cannot imagine how good you're going to feel inside my pussy. Oh, yes. Oh, you like that? Oh, such lovely moans. Are you getting close, baby? Do you want to come? Yeah? Tell me then. Be a good boy. Tell me you want to come for me. All over my hand. All over my soft, silky sheets. Tell me you want to come. Fuck, you are such a dirty boy wrapped up in my clean silky sheets with my hands wrapped around your cock like it's a present. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Are you ready to release for me? Yeah? Alright, you dirty little boy. Let it go. Come on. Don't worry about the mess. Yes, there we go. Look at this mess you made. Don't be sorry. I knew what you'd do once I brought you through that door tonight. Fine, baby. I'll say it back if you promise me right now that you are mine and you'll let me have you whenever I need you. And let me protect you. You are such a beautiful boy. All right. I love you too. I can't believe you made me say it right after our first date. But I did. So please don't fuck this up. I know you're tired. So why don't you do as I said earlier? That's it. Just relax. Rest your head right there. You don't mind sharing that sheet a little, do you? Now, go to sleep, cute boy. You're safe in bed with me. Just close your eyes. And if it helps you sleep, just think about what I'll be doing to you in just a little while. Once a few things rise tomorrow morning, if you know what I mean. I love you for being such a good boy. Good night, my sweet prince.